Flashpole Podcast, 3 to 10 minutes of banter, brawls, and the black arts thrice weekly. Find it at flashpulp.com or on iTunes.
Empat Studios proudly presents Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Engage!
Day Alcre Hot
Mon Capitan.
Stardate 13301.2.
Set your phasers to start.
Today is a good day to die. Data, later.
Sensors show it's an M-class planet.
Those that rely on luck never win the battle.
Computer, end program.
Shut up, Wesley.
Theoretically, it is possible.
Hello and welcome to Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Welcome back to the final episode of this season, the last nail in the coffin. That is Star Trek The Next Generation, the television show done by Empath Studios. Well, guess what? Congratulations, Steve! You are a winner! After he got first place last week, I really couldn't keep track of all the other points. So you know what, Steve, you won. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Don't forget to collect your prizes at the door. I will put you in contact with Denise Lemon, and she is, just a heads up, she's moving right now, so she's going to be taking a little time with her commissions, etc., etc. But you have won the grand prize of a piece of art drawn by Denise and your pick of audio done by Empath Studios. Half an hour of audio of whatever you want. We'll do it as best we can, of course. Things that were within our realm. But you know, if you want us to read you something in a Scottish accent or something else, I don't know, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll do it for you. There's so many winners out there who have yet to collect their prizes. I'm looking at you, Joe. I'm looking at you, Melissa. I'm looking at so many people. That's okay, though. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Super appreciated. Can't wait for the next one to start. I have been collecting scenes. I have been neglecting doing the intro and outro and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to get that done, though, this week. And then we're going to have a hiatus. Sorry. I'm doing so much of the Mad Movie Mayhem. Now I'm doing 2 episodes a day. Well, one, you know, I'm posting 2 episodes a day. It's getting a little out of hand. So I need to regroup, and I need to get myself motivated to get that Buffy show prepared to where I want it to be so that we can just get starting to play. And that includes putting together the scoreboard and all that kind of stuff, which I'm on it. I promise I will get it done, and I can't wait. But this is the end. This is the end of Star Trek. I suppose there's so many more scenes that could have been done, so many more episodes that were great. Genesis, the last one, is kind of fitting. That's my favorite Star Trek episode. It created so... I was telling Steve when he answered, or Steven, it created so many tangents of creativity for me as a child in creative writing. I just was like so obsessed with this whole idea of genetic de-evolving. That and combined with, I think it was like an Outer Limits episode where they got like nanorobots and it started to like improve the person, like to make them survive anything kind of thing. Yeah. So anyway, all of that, so many science fiction little stories I wrote when I was a kid. And I say kid, you know, early 20s. Yes, those were the days. Star Trek was really good for me as a kid because it was always on. It was syndicated by the time I was coming home from high school, junior high, I think it was. And so it was on every afternoon and I'd sit and watch it. And I've rewatched it on Netflix at least twice. It's not my favorite of the Star Trek, I'll have to say. However, it's got my favorite characters. But DS9 has a special spot for me after rewatching it on Netflix in like one solid binge watch kind of thing. Deep Space Nine is my favorite Star Trek, but not my favorite characters, if that makes any sense. Anyway, that's all I got for you on this final glorious episode. This last Star Trek. I got nothing else. I'm talked out. I talk every day to you guys. Eventually, I think you run out of stuff to talk to. Unless you're Mark. He can talk about a lot of stuff for a long time, and it's always interesting. I'm always engaged. I'm like, ooh, that D&D stuff is great. All right. I got nothing else, so yeah.
From all of us here in Master Pitania Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Impact Studios' presentation of Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page or nimlast.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjazz.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.
Here at Candy Cane Studios, art matters. Not that boring stuff you get at the big box stores, but the new stuff, the weird stuff, the stuff that sparks a conversation and a realization that, yes, you are the black sheep of the family, and yes, that's okay. Here at Candy Cane Studios, we believe that you are unique and that your art should reflect that. Whatever you want, whether it be a D&D character or Twitch emotes, you should have it reflect the weirdness deep inside. Email candycanestudios@outlook.com for pricing today.